Good afternoon. The regional news presented by Kelly Eben. First, the top stories. Some scholars are condemning the phenomenon of examination malpractice while calling on education stakeholders to eradicate the canker worm. Local authorities in the Far North region have attributed the problem of bad roads to the uncivic behavior of the population. Those were our top stories. Now the news in full. As the 2024-2025 school year draws near, some parents in the Centre region who are into informal activities are multiplying strategies to make money. Some even integrate their children in the process in order to have as many customers as possible. This is the case of a mother of five from the Northwest region who is based in Kulafamba in the Mufuanafamba division of the Centre region. Maimun Andrea of CRTV Centre tells us more.
She is called Waba Mary, mother of five, who has been living in Kulafamba for the past 3 years. The fact that she has been left to herself without financial support from her partner is not an impediment to her success, striving every other day to make money and save her children from any challenges is just what keeps her going. Waba Mary is a trader who sells all that is trendy.
During the period of fruits, I used to sell mandarin, pineapples. During the period of plum, I roast my plum and plantains. When I'll buy like that, I'll come and sell. I'll have the benefits in. I'll carry the money and go and register my children. The one that I'm going to pay their work, I'll pay their work. The one that I'm going to register them, I'll register them. And they'll go to school, no problem. My husband is not supporting me, either sending the children to school or paying their work. I'm the one doing everything. When I come here in the morning, at 7 o'clock, if there is market, I will come back to my home at 6:07. If the market is slow, I will go back at 9 o'clock. But it depends how the market is moving.
But the peculiarity of this business is that her children are part and parcel of the commercial ladder.
My name is Norm. I'm in class 5. I help my mother to sell plums and plantains in Kulafamba. I'm entering the bus and be selling plums and plantains and I'm buying.
My name is Waba Sentis. I'm from school. During this holiday period, I sell bichakola. I'm paying my school fees for September.
And because they are young, dishonest customers can get them in their traps once in a while.
The driver that are wicked is stealing money.
But even in this dire quest for money, Waba Mary does not involve her children during late hours.
They are not selling the night. I'm the only one selling towards that evening. Around 8, 9, I will go back. 6 o'clock, they are going back. I'm the only one remaining here.
Not a big deal, though. What is most important is to make money and lead a decent life. Maimuna Joya, CRTV Center.
Now onto one of our top stories. Examination malpractice is a trending phenomenon being condemned by scholars. They say tackling the issue is the responsibility of all education stakeholders. Bridget Njepasambiwan gathered some views of these scholars.
The 2024 session of examinations organized by different arms in Cameroon is now history, following publication of results that witnessed a drop in what has been described by many today as a world phenomenon, that is, examination malpractices. Going by Dr. AC of the Cape Town University in Ghana, the situation is the same all over, but checks are carried out to curb the practice.
In my country, students do involve in some malpractice. There is a way we try to control them. It's a worldwide phenomenon. It cannot be removed completely, but it can only be minimized. What we usually do in Ghana is when they are getting in, we have a physical check on them. In the University of Cape Coast, if we find you using your mobile phone, we cancel your paper because there is evidence that you are communicating with the mobile phone. And then we seize the mobile phone, we don't give it back to you.
Given that examination malpractice could be perceived in different ways, like rendering help to fellow human being, way of boosting the school image. According to some scholars, stakeholders of an examination are expected to shun such practices that may mar the school system or the future of candidates if they should be banned or suspended. Bridget Ndiep Asam Mbiwan for the regional news in Boya.
We go over to the far north region, where the problem of bad roads in some quarters of the city of Marwa has been linked to the uncivil behavior of the population, as many people ignore the trash cans put at their disposal by the council to dump refuse in water channels or on the road. Local authorities have been intensifying efforts to help remedy the situation, as Sylvester Temkeng reports.
In the face of the situation of roads in many neighborhoods of Marwa, municipal authorities have been multiplying efforts to salvage the situation. Dr. Sali Babani, Marwa City Mayor.
We have to ameliorate this pack of roads in our town. I would like to invite population to take care of this investment, to understand that those investment is for us, is for our safety, is our security.
Meanwhile, as a means to avert floods and also sustain the roads, the councils have also opened up drainage channels. Once more, Dr. Sali Babani.
The main reason is to give population the possibility to move and open the big canal, which is a collector of waters coming from the hills.
Marwa is the plain town, so a lot of water come to the plain and stuck. If we take care of our water wall, it means that we give water the way to go.
The local authorities, through Sanitary First Days, have also added their voice to provide more solutions while calling on the population to adhere to civil protection initiatives and shun on civic behavior, which provides a fertile ground for floods. Jean-Marc Ekwambaraga, Senior Divisional Officer for DMRE.
If we don't force people to clean their environment, especially market, we might be inviting the worst. Everyone is supposed to come every Thursday to clean the town.
As much as the efforts of the councils to improve on the roads and drainage systems in Marwa are salutary, there is the need for multi-sectoral action in the battle against floods and observance of hygiene and sanitation. Marwa, Sylvester Temkeng, CRTV.
Inhabitants of Baminda are calling for durable roads with double carriages, carriageways and modern facilities such as pedestrian paths and special lanes for heavy-duty trucks. They have endured bumpy and dusty roads that inconvenience commuters and drain the region's economy. Residents also urge actors to speed up the road networks following the state's announcement to rehabilitate urban roads in Baminda. As you tell us, Sylvie Banta of CRTV Northwest in Baminda.
Residents in Baminda are enthusiastic about the ongoing groundworks aimed at rehabilitating the city's urban roads, which have been a nightmare for years. They emphasize the need for these roads to be durable.
It is a wonderful thing that the roads will be rehabilitated, and wishing that it should not be the case of the last roads that were rehabilitated. I would like to see quality road with culverts well constructed, where we will have a good water runway, and equally the thickness of the tar really do matters.
Others highlighted that the urban roads should feature double carriageways and other modern facilities.
I wish to see modern roads wide enough, double lane, to curb traffic and to allow space for roadside vendors, you know, without perturbing the pedestrians.
The quality should be so high that can withstand at least 30 years. Types of road that I would also like to see should be a road that would demarcate the site for camion vehicles and motorbike and also pedestrians.
Some residents criticize individuals who damage roads by burning tires, calling it uncivil behavior.
The burning of tires on the road really destroys the road. But I would like to say that if the quality of the road is really topmost, it will not affect that much.
Most inhabitants of Baminda are optimistic about the rehabilitation efforts and hope that the involved parties will progress swiftly to solve the dire road situation in the town. Sylvie Bantar for the regional news in Baminda.
Over to the West region, a modern maternity hospital has been constructed and equipped by some elites of Bahua, based in the U.S., a cosmopolitan village in the Upper Plateau West region of Cameroon. Expectant mothers in Bahua will henceforth receive quality services right at their doorstep. Kelvin Nembo reports that the initiative aims to help reduce the rate of neonatal and perinatal mortality. His report.
They live in America, but it has not stopped them from contributing their quota to the development of their beloved village. Members of the elite of Bawang in the U.S. put their resources together to come construct and equip the first ever maternity hospital in the locality. Their leader, Timothy Conchu.
We have 10 hospitalization beds, one incubator for a center like this one, which is great. We have 2 oxygen, and all our bathrooms are equipped with hot water. The local population well received the project that we presented.
Local authorities have praised the promoters for their contribution to ameliorate the living conditions of the population.
We can only congratulate and encourage this elite to continue with this act that they have done so that the other elites from other fundums will emulate to bring development in the subdivision. This health service meets the modern standards, and we want to believe that it is going to ameliorate the standards of health in this fundum and in Bamenju subdivision in general. Why not in the West region? Because people will come from far to benefit from the services of this maternity, which is very modern and up to standard.
On the day of inauguration, Wan Nikes Ndochi became the very first woman to give birth in the new maternity hospital.
That's a real blessing because we did not expect that. Water is not really functional. It's a project that we are going to carry out next week. But now we have in that maternity our first baby. So it's a way for us to accelerate that drilling project.
The promoters of the initiative also organized a free health screening campaign for the entire population. Kelvin Nembo for the regional news in Bawang.
That report from the West region by Kelvin Nembo brings us to the end of the regional news presented by Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening.